Well, what about, you know, those things that you lay the logs across inside the fireplace?
Yeah.
What did people call those?
Well, I gave my daughter two of those. I kept the bar around there, but I gave my daughter two of those. I don't remember what you call them.
You ever heard people call them fire dogs?
Fire dogs, yeah. That was it, fire dogs.
Did you usually have a place up above the fireplace where you could put pictures or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, a mount. You call that a mount, just like I've got there. But I tell you what, we didn't have a big mirror of it, but we had a mantle. And my father, in the wintertime, he would always get about a quart of whiskey, rye whiskey, and he would put rock candy in there. And he would set it in a big jar and put rock candy in there. And at night, if we had a cold, he'd give us a spoonful of that. To take care of your cold. And we didn't know what it was to go to a doctor, and we had a sore throat. Our mother would take a Tyler and camphor and coal oil, and she would work that up and put a salve. And then we always wore around our neck asphodel. You know what that is?
I've heard of it. That's not all.
Is it stinking them stuff you ever saw?
Is that right?
Oh, it smells horrible. And when we start to school, we'd have this little bag, it'd be a little white bag, and that ass good to be tied up. Oh, we hate to wear us about it. They made us wear it. And then a lot of times, if you had a child that had a nosebleed, they would take a little, some kind of a little wire, like a little bracelet wire, and they would take that and they would punch a hole in a dime and put that around your neck. And you know, if a child's nose started bleeding, they could grab that dime and stick it in the roof of the mountain and stop the blood.
Well, I'll be darned.
Isn't that something?
Sure is. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you never heard of that, did you?
Sure.
Well.
You know, when you were talking about the fireplace,
yeah.
Was there usually an open space or an open area right in front of the fireplace?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe just a place right in front of the fireplace between the room and the fireplace.
Oh,
so
but see, the fireplace was great big. It'd almost take in half of the side of the house, and that was brick.
What did they call that?
What they call the brick? Well.
Or that area right in front of it.
I don't know. I don't remember. But I know ours was great big. And you know, you could put on 3 or 4 logs, and then you could set back and have a lot of room.
Do you remember if people called that place the hearth?
The heart of the fireplace?
No, the hearth.
Huh?
The hearth?
Hearth, yeah. And I'll tell you what, a lot of times after you would be, my mother many times has cooked, and she had that old iron pot, and would have a chain down that come down, and you'd put your peas and your water and your seasoning, your ham hock, and your salt and pepper in there, and hang that up and put a lid over it. It had a old heavy iron lid, and you cook your peas in there.
That's it.
And make your cornbread. You make those cornbread pones, you know, just out of salt and water.